You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And you would have heard a little earlier on Ashraf speaking to the Johannesburg Council around the developments happening or developments affecting the Gautrain from an operational standpoint between Park Station and Rosebank. We're going to be taking a look at that, but we're going to be taking a look at it from a slightly different perspective, from a business perspective. We're going to be speaking to the Gautrain Management Agency themselves and joined on the line by the Gautrain Management Agency's CEO, Tsepo Gobe, to take a look at this. Good evening, Tsepo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, these were unexpected disruptions that the business would rather avoid, but what's happening at the moment? What's the latest from your side?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for having me. So over the last 2 days, we've actually just inspected the hold, so also understood what the challenge was, and also found where the property is, where they had drilled the borehole from, but also inspected the slab to check that the structural integrity is still in place for the tunnel, so we're not going to have a sudden collapse of the tunnel because of what has been done, and then just generally cleaning out the muck, sort of the water and all the vehicle and sand that has flown into the tunnel. It has slowed down overall, so which then allows us to be able to go back and do further inspections and then come up with a solution. We have come up with a solution to stop the water immediately, which then allows us to be able to think through the permanent repairs of the hole and then the permanent backfill of the borehole itself at the top. And that has been, I've just come out of a meeting with Auto Decolored, with the engineers now. It looks like we're getting somewhere with Auto Decolored with the final assessment of the damage and then and also the solution stack and in what sequence do we actually go ahead and Auto Decolored and start the repairs. And we're hoping probably by the end of the week we'll be able to sort out the problem.
Tsepo, if I remember correctly, when we had the Gautrain construction happening, there was a lot of imported equipment from Germany to dig the tunnels and all of that. It was a very, very expensive exercise many, many years ago. The repairs themselves, I'd imagine, are not going to be in that range. I imagine there's some sort of plan that you, as you said, you're sitting with engineers to work through to make sure you guys are prepared for it. But we're not looking at things like having to import things in, or is it too early to tell at this point, I suppose?
Look, I wouldn't say no to certain things. I mean, particular scans that we use for what they call for scanning tunnel lining, it's not something that you have lying around everywhere. So it's that sort of a thing that is creating the sort of the slowness in the finalizing the implementation of the solution stack in itself. So we are trying to find. So there is guys who are working on the tunnels that are bringing water from the from Lesotho, and they were doing some repairs on the outfall there, the concrete on the outfall. So we are hoping that some of that is still in the country as they had brought it in. There's also the work that we've done when I used to be in mining, and I'm clear that, you know, in some of the work that we did there, there are scans that are available. They are not going to be cheap to do the scans and all of that, but there is scans available and capability available in the country.
Tsepo, what about the financial disruptions? I mean, the financial impact on your business as well. Obviously, you have been able to make alternative arrangements, but those alternative arrangements are a cost to the business to be able to run those buses between the two affected stations, but also the lost revenue for those trips where you can now no longer go all the way through to Park Station. How's the financial side of it affecting the business? And is it something you've been able to even start to think about? I mean, it's still fairly soon to tell the full extent of the financial impact, but I'm guessing you want to avoid as little disruption as possible.
You're right, Jimmy. I think and that is why, like, we're meeting every afternoon to make sure that we expedite the solution. The longer we run the buses, not only does the There's the emissions on the other side. You know, we pride ourselves as being able to remove vehicles off the road. And now when we are adding more vehicles on the road, it's a big issue. Then there's the issue of the diesel we're burning, running buses up and down. You are creating long-term maintenance challenges because you're running them for more kilometers than you had planned to have run them because you're doing more trips and all of that. And then there's then the general lost opportunity of somebody who has done it suddenly says, well, I go on a pay-as-you-go basis, and therefore, if I'm not going to go all the way to park on the train, I'm not going to take the service at all. So there's also people who have stayed away because of that the general disruption of not being able to go all the way. So there's also the money that you're losing generally from people who would not come through because they are feeling is that the product that I had bought into is the one that takes me all the way to park, and I only take the bus once. Whereas this is now, you take a bus to park, and then at park, then you get the buses that distribute you into the city.
Tsepo, before I let you go, I want to look at one final cost, and that's the cost of repairing all of this. Does that sit with you? Does that sit with those that created the problem? I imagine you'd have a legal consult around this with your teams to see what's the most efficient way to recover the cost and who's at fault here. But is it something that you are even considering exploring to say, you know what, we didn't cause the problem, so why should we have to bear all of the burden?
No, the law is clear about that. I mean, Section 53, I think, of the GTI Act, the Housing Transport Infrastructure Act, talks to the offences and how to deal with the offences. And also Section 52 talks to the prohibitions. And that would have been the legal instrument on which this gets authorised or not get authorised. And therefore, the legal opinion I've received now is that whatever we spend here, we will have to recover from the person that created the damage.
I sure hope someone has their insurance sorted out. So we'll leave the conversation there, Tsepo. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Hopefully you guys get this sorted and get the trains back on a track as soon as possible. Tsepo Hobe, who is the CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, joining us to take a look at their disruptions and how they're dealing with it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.